things are about to get even stranger in Hawkins, Indiana. Hawkins is the small town where the TV series Stranger Things is set. Now, for the uninitiated, the show became an instant cult classic last year. Kind of Goonies-esque, you might say. Bunch of kids going up against a monster known as the Demogorgon, who is from a parallel universe that is called the Upside Down. Now, one of the kids, 11, she disappeared, and the second season, which is out today, picks up a year after that. 11's friends, Dustin, Lucas, Mike, and Will, are a year older, and you really do see them growing up. The Netflix series was the brainchild of twin brothers Matt and Ross Duffer, and they came into our studios here in Culver City, California the other day. They produce, they direct, they basically do everything. The hardest part, they told me, is writing the scripts.
Writing is the most important part of the process, I think, at the end of the day, but it's our least favorite. It's the most painful.
What's the most difficult? I think most people agree, like, writing is the most difficult.
Well, you're
thing.
Staring at any other part of the process is you have your blueprint, but when you're just staring at the blank page, it doesn't matter. It's always terrifying.
Every writer you meet, at least in Hollywood, is miserable.
But you're writing for middle schoolers, and there's something so
Oh, that
simple
part of it
about
is really fun.
I've got four quarters. What's your haul?
Take your puny haul and multiply it by five.
How?
While you're scrounging around like a homeless bum?
I mowed old man Humphrey's lawn.
Old man Humphrey's got that kind of cash?
Just call Mike already.
You call Mike.
I have to go take a shower from doing real work.
Like a man. Over and out.
Mike, do you copy?
It feels like the first season was so much about the ensemble and these kids as a group. And this season, you begin to have these individual storylines develop.
Yes.
What were you guys thinking?
Part of it was us just wanting to get to know these characters better and individually. So we wanted to go in Dustin's house, and we wanted to get to know Lucas's family. And so to start to expand on these characters, we needed to separate them out.
Yeah, Lucas's sister becomes, in it much, but my God, get ready, everyone, you're going to love her.
That is actually my favorite thing about television is that someone like that who's just, that's just local Atlanta casting that was not something that was intended to be anything. And
really?
Then you
didn't do a national search
no.
for it.
It was not a national search. She was just like, let's just hire someone there. Let's just see.
All right, it's Dustin again. Seriously, I have a code red.
Could you please shut up?
Erica? Erica, is Lucas there?
Where is he?
Don't know, don't care.
Is he with Mike?
Like I said, I don't know, and I don't care.
Please tell him this. It's super important. Please tell him that I have a code.
Code red?
Yep, code red, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I got a code for you instead. It's called code shut your mouth.
Erica?
Well, I don't think I'm giving away too much here because you had this in the trailer. But 11 makes her return.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that was a big thing. It was because it was like, that's probably the biggest difference for the season, and that 11 is not with the boys.
Yeah. She does her own
really,
thing.
Really. And that was like, I mean, you know, there were conversations with Netflix because everyone was nervous about it just because a lot of the success of the first season came from her interaction with the boys. The chemistry between them. And then immediately you're kind of taking away that safety net. And I think that part of that was just to challenge ourselves. It was like, you know, we really wanted to not do the same thing again.
Hmm.
And
so you're doing it to shake that. Because I wondered if there was not have her be the token girl in the group. Like you wanted
well,
to
that's it. I wanted her.
Her
to have her own journey separate from the boys.
Mm-hmm. Ross, this season feels more sinister. Like you had the Upside Down threatening a group of kids. Now suddenly I felt like humanity was being threatened. Like I don't want to give too much away, but affecting people in ways that I don't know. It felt more threatening and ominous.
Well, yeah, I guess the first season was very focused on just the individual of Will and saving him. And we wanted to raise the stakes, even though Will plays a central role, that it really puts everyone in danger moving forward. So,
what's a cliche sequel thing, like bigger and darker? I mean, that's what we wanted to do.
I felt this evil, like it was looking at me.
It was evil. Well, what do you think the evil wanted?
To kill.
To kill you?
Not me. Everyone else.
I know you've talked about maybe four seasons being the plan. Have you guys charted out the 3 and 4?
I get in trouble every time I talk about that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
So, like, are we dealing with like expensive contracts and things?
No, just, you know, it's, I can't say for sure that it's not built to sustain like 7 seasons or something like that, or whatever. It's not going to work.
But do you guys have the next few seasons at least?
Yeah, we have a rough idea.
Okay.
We know where we want to go, where the end goal is. We just don't know quite how long it'll take there. It certainly won't be wrapped up in season 3. So it'll be longer than that. That's about all we know.
And the end goal is probably something you don't want to share today, I would imagine.
No, but it's almost like, it's, yeah, you know, we have it. Yeah, we have, no, we don't want to share.
Yeah, I can. But is there pressure on a season 2 for you guys when season 1 was such an epic success?
I always say that it evens out in terms of just how scared I am about the whole thing. Because season 1, you're just scared that people might not like it, and even worse, that no one's going to watch it. So season 1 was really scary in a lot of ways, and then this season's a very different feeling, which is we know we're going to have those people watching it. But mm-hmm. yeah, they have expectations now. They have, and that's always a balancing act, is you don't want to just give people exactly what is expected. You want to surprise them a little bit.
I want to ask you this because I don't want to get attacked on social media for not asking. Barb was such a beloved character from season 1. Are we at some point going to know what did or didn't happen?
I think we resolve it.
In this season. Okay.
But I don't know if the fans are going to agree with that.
But I've been telling the fans for a year now that she's dead, and she is dead.
They don't believe. They refuse. They're in denial.
You guys
can
definitively say that she's dead.
I've been saying that for like a year and a half.
And no one listens to
you. No.
I feel like they keep expecting the Carrie shot, you know, where you're going over a grave and her hand pops
up. You guys are
up.
Sneaky. I mean, you could bring her
back
from the dead.
I wouldn't lie like that,
I mean, yeah, but bring
her. They don't
know
me, but I'm not going to go around lying publicly.
How can you not guarantee that you can't come back from the dead in your world?
That's true. It's like James Cameron said, no one's ever truly dead in sci-fi.
Exactly. Guys, if I keep asking you questions, I'm probably going to give too much away, and we don't want that. So I'll cut it off and say thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Best of luck with season 2, and thanks for making us all addicted.
Thanks, man.
Those were twin brothers Matt and Ross Duffer. They are the creators of Stranger Things. The second season is out on Netflix today.